Good morning. It is 8:11 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our live call-in show here and a Q&A with guests from the city of Coffeyville. We have Ashley Tapman, Communications Director. We also have Amy Taylor and John Carson from Coffeyville Municipal Light and Power. Good to have you all on today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good to have you in here. So we're excited to do another one of these Q&As and a chance to learn a little bit more about what is going on here with the Coffeyville Municipal Light and Power. And I understand that you guys are unrolling a pretty new and exciting program. So can you tell us a little bit about what is going on?
You two are the experts.
Yeah.
So historically, whenever there's a power outage, customers will call into the power plant and report their outages. A lot of times there's a little bit of congestion. We only have 2 to 3 people working in operations 24 hours a day. So if you have a large power outage, customers call in, they get voicemails. In the meantime, while the operator is talking to a customer, you miss some of them. And it's just, it's the way it's always been done, but it's not the best way with today's technology. So we've been working with Outify. They are targeted towards small communities, and they use AI to help record and communicate those power outages with the community. So we're pretty excited to offer this to the community and improve our communication with the community during power outages.
So Outify is going to kind of be the assistant to the operator.
Correct.
As they're in the midst of fixing the power outage. Outify is going to be the assistant to help retrieve those calls and get that information.
Correct. It will help alleviate some of the congestion. It will allow our operators to see what's going on from the customers, as well as give them time to dispatch our linemen or our meter shop or extra personnel as needed, rather than just taking calls and missing calls.
Sure. And speaking of calls, if you do have a question, your calls are welcome at 620-251-3800. And we did have a few questions here that wanted to get to here on this change. So from the customer experience, you know, if someone within Coffeyville Municipal Light and Power who is served by that, when they call in to report an outage, is it going to sound different for them? What is it going to be like when they call in?
So now, instead of getting a live person, you may actually get a live person, because obviously we have to know about the outage. But if there is an active outage in the system, our operators will turn on our outage routing, and it will go to an automated system that will allow you to choose the power outage option, or if you're trying to report something outside of an outage, it will give you that option as well. And then AI will extract any information that you give. So it's very important, if you heard a transformer pop, if you saw a car hit a pole, if you know any details, those key details will be reported back to the operator so that they can get the lineman to that location faster. So it's very important to give all that information, as well as your personal address, phone number, pole number, if you're rural, things like that.
So is it going to be like kind of like press one, press two type of thing, or are you just going to be able to like talk into it?
You can do either. You'll have to choose whether it's a power outage or the other, and then you can leave a message and it will pull from that. But there will also be texting capabilities where you can text in, and the phone number will give as well, but you can text outage to that phone number, and it will transcribe that text as well to the operators so that they can see that information.
Sure. So I assume, you know, John, on kind of your end, are you going to be, you know, kind of on the other end getting some of this information, or what is your role here in all this?
So the information will channel into the power plant for the operators to see, and then that helps them get in touch with distribution or the line side and send out the adequate people to fix the issues. Also, as all this is going on and customers or residents that are affected are calling into the system and reporting their outages, they'll have visibility of the map. They'll get to see it on the website, you know. They'll get to see the coverage, the outage window, time of repair, when they could expect to have their power restored, and all that. There's going to be a lot of detailed information for everyone to see without having to call and be told by somebody.
Well, that is great. And that was another one of my questions we had was, is there going to be kind of like a map like some of the other power companies that are in the area? So it sounds like there will be something available on the city website?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And it will be under the, there's 5 main big buttons on the website, and there's like report a power outage and a leak. The power outage map will be built in within that button. So once you click on that, it will have step-by-step instructions on how to do the new system, the new number, and then the power outage map will be there also.
Well, that is fantastic, and I know something that people really appreciate having, you know, in, with today's technology. Because, John, I think right now it's a clipboard, isn't it?
That is correct, and they'll call in, you know, leave voicemails, and then we'll call everybody back individually. This is going to save time on both sides for the customer and the utility. We're going to be able to focus on getting the repairs done quickly, you know, and have our automated system take care of the, you know, outage responsibilities there. And then the customer is going to see a lot more information, so they're not going to need to call and access the power plant as much. They're just going to log on to the system, and it's going to tell them what's going on.
Well, I know that'll probably reduce your guys' load to a little bit as well, because, I mean, if thankfully we don't really have very many large outages all that often, but when you do have a large outage, I mean, ballpark, do you have a ballpark of how many calls you might get for something like that?
You know, for a certain section, let's say they could get upwards to 100 calls, you know, and then we're sitting in there calling everybody back to make sure their power is restored. This system is going, we're going to know, and they're going to know without having to make all those phone calls.
Sure.
To add on to what John said, we had a windstorm in last April or May, I can't remember which month, but we had over 400 customers out, and our operators called every single one of those customers back. So this will allow them, anybody that's within the outage range on the map will be able to, the operators will be able to send a mass text or a call if they don't have a cell phone and they only have a landline, therefore reducing their workload as far as letting customer. We call and we make sure that people are back on, because one or two people could get missed or have an individual problem. So this will alleviate that as well.
Well, that is great. Let's talk a little bit about the landline customers. So, again, you mentioned the text if you're calling on a cell phone, but for those landlines, will it be like kind of a recording that will come back to them?
Yes. It should give the same message that's coming through to text to other customers through an automated response.
Well, on the landline.
On the
sure.
landline.
Yeah.
Well, that is really great to be able to have, you know, that available for all the customers, regardless of, you know, what kind of phone you have. And so will they get like another question we had, is there going to be any sort of an estimated restoration time? I know sometimes that is put out from some of these other companies. Anything like that planned right now?
If we have the information. Now, when a lineman first goes out to troubleshoot, there may not be an ETA on it, but once we have that information, we can provide it and the customer can see it. So,
to add to what she was saying on unscheduled outages, you know, like last night we had one, okay, you know, if this system is implemented, it would just, you know, send out the required information to the people that are affected. It also has the capability of doing planned outages, and then this is when we know we need to do preventative maintenance. We can schedule this in with the affected people through this system, and they can know when we're going to plan to do it, the exact time when we'll take it offline, and when we expect to restore power from finishing the work.
That's very good. We're talking with guests here from the City of Coffeyville, Coffeyville Municipal Light and Power, about the upcoming changes here with the new outage reporting system. Do have some time for your calls if you do have any questions. 620-251-3800 if you would like to ask a question, or you can comment on our Facebook Live as well. But as we kind of look at we'll talk a little bit about the time frame here in a little bit, but I did have a question. You know, some folks may assume if their power goes out, oh, well, they probably know about that. But I know that you guys talked about before that, you know, you do want that information on if there is an outage, right?
Correct. Every electric utility across the United States tracks their reliability indexes for the Department of Energy. So it's very important, not just for that, but for, like I said, if you see your neighbor has already reported it, it's very important that you report it as well. You could be on a different transformer than your neighbor, and once they fix them, that's not necessarily going to fix your power. So it's very important to still report those, even if you know that your neighbor or somebody down the block has.
Well, and that's why I think we have some of that Midwest mentality. Sometimes like, oh, I don't want to bother them. But the, especially with this system, the people should know that, hey, we've got stuff in place that's going to make it easier for everyone. So, yes, do make that call.
Yes, we encourage it.
So when is this going to be rolled out? What is the plan on getting this actually in place and up and running?
Right now, April 29th is what we're looking at for it to go live to the community. And we're doing a lot of education pieces prior to that go live date. So everyone kind of knows what to do before they need the actual service. And all of that communication and education will be on our website and on our social media Facebook page. So we'll be rolling that out in the next 2 weeks. The most important thing is that there is a new number that we're going to have, so you need to save that number in your phone now or write it down whenever we deploy that new number, because that's the number you can text to report the outage and the number you can call in. Also, we will be sending out postcards in the mail to all residents, and those should be in the houses roughly around April 20th through 24th week, like the whole week before we go live to the community. So then they have the number, step-by-step instructions on what to do, and all that kind of stuff. So we just wanted to have people to call in to ask questions, because this is a new service and we want to tell you how awesome it is, and you know, just give us grace because it is a new system. There might be some hiccups along the way. That's why we're deploying this and educating our community, and we're learning together. And we want this to be just an awesome service, that an easier way for people to report outages instead of having to call here and there. They can do their phone too, so they're okay by texting.
Very good. Well, we do have a call here, so let's go ahead and go to the line here. Good morning, caller. What's your question here this morning?
Well, my question is, this sounds really very informational, but are you going to be able to expand the services eventually? I mean, right now, if it's going to be just about power, will it eventually cover other outages or other information for the city?
Right now, the plan, this will only affect electrical outages. Once we know how the system operates and that we're happy with it, which we fully believe that we will be, it will be up to those other departments whether or not they want to utilize it. If they did, it would include a separate outage number. But if that does come to fruition, we will make sure that to do the same thing for those utilities as well. But right now, this is only electric. Any water or fiber outage would have to go through the traditional phone number that people are calling today.
All right. Well, thank you for that information.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we do appreciate that call. Again, if you would like to call in, 620-251-3800, and we can take your questions here as we continue our chat with guests from the City of Coffeyville and Coffeyville Municipal Light and Power. Now, the existing number for the power plant, is that going to still be changing? And what would happen if someone calls that number when they maybe intended to call this other number?
The current number, the outage number, is 620-251-6180. That number will actually be part of the call routing. So if they call that number and there is no outage going on, it will still get through to our operators. Now, if outage routing is turned on, then it will just go straight into the call routing and go into the system where you report all of your information through.
Okay,
there.
So either way, if you can't remember the new number or whatever during an event, that will still get you to the right place, but you still want to have that new number saved.
It will, but if you text the 6180 number, it's not going to work. So you have to have that new phone number in order to get to utilize the system through text.
Okay.
And an important thing is that we will be deploying text messages to all residents in the City of Coffeyville. This new number, and they will be getting a text message saying, you know, to enroll into this new program for the text message system. So it is not a scam. We will be having educational pieces of what the actual message is going to be also, so you know ahead of time, hey, if you want to enroll this, yes, you can. You have the option to opt out of this text message. There will be instructions on our website, on social media, and on the postcard that will be received by everybody. So it's very important that you have the correct contact information for you on file, such as your address and your phone number, because that is what the text message will be deployed to. So when you get your postcard, make sure that you have email utility billing and update your contact information, because that's really important. And you can do that after the Outify has gone live, but prior to that would be best.
Well, that is good information. And again, yeah, do you want to make sure that you enroll that way? Because, you know, we're used to getting all sorts of weird texts, but, you know, if you actually get that enrolled, that way it doesn't go to spam or something like that. And that way you can make sure you get that good information here on those outages.
Yes. So.
It sounds like it's going to be a really great step forward. I know people enjoy that with other much, much larger power companies. So this is sounds like a really good program that's going to be coming here to Coffeyville. And I'm sure this has probably been in the works for a little while. You guys kind of seen that need. And it is nice that it's starting to finally come to fruition here.
We're excited.
Yeah, John and Amy have done a really good job of educating their staff, and they've done multiple tests internally on this. I've been behind the scenes and seen it work. I think it's going to be great for our community, but kudos to them for getting with Outify and really working on this, because they saw a need that could help our community and they jumped on it. So
well, that is fantastic. So going forward here, I know we'll be staying tuned for some additional updates here when that rolls out and everything, and when the number does go live. I know you'll let us know, but anything else you'd like to share with us here as we wrap up our segment today?
Just be on the lookout for social media and on our website. Our press release will go live on Monday with a lot of more information on the upcoming education and what to do and what's changing and all that kind of stuff on the press release Monday. But we wanted to give the community an opportunity to ask some questions before we jumped into the education. So we really appreciate you giving us your time that we could do this for our community today. So.
All right. Well, we really appreciate you all coming on by. Of course, Ashley Tatman, Amy Taylor, and John Carson joining us here today. We really appreciate everything that's going on, and we do love our municipal electric utility. I mean, again, keep winning all those awards for reliability. I think we got something very special going on here in Coffeyville, and it's just getting better. So thanks you again for everything that you all are doing.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
All right. And with that, we do have students from South Coffeyville Public Schools joining us here in just a few minutes. And then we'll get into Open Line here on the Mighty 690.